I am often asked if I was born a medium, or if I was transformed into one by a terrible illness, or a freak accident that caused some sort of head trauma, or a near-death experience. As hair-raising as those possibilities may be, I cannot claim any one of them as the dramatic moment that introduced me to my life's work. I am not unlike anyone else. We are all born with some level of psychic ability. The question is, do we recognize our psychic abilities and act upon them? Like many others, I didn't know what it meant to have psychic ability. It was probably on some TV game show that I first heard the term psychic. I was lucky enough to pronounce it, let alone understand its definition. It was a word that came closest to explaining why I knew things about people when they walked into a room. It was also the reason my first grade Catholic school teacher kept me after school one day. Lunch break was over, and all the kids were heading back to the classroom. I had just put away my Yogi Bear lunchbox when my teacher, Mrs. Weinlich, walked into the room. Our eyes met, and a feeling of sadness instantly came over me. Then I walked up to her and said, "Everything is going to be all right. John broke his leg." She looked at me with a cross expression and said, "What are you talking about?" I replied, "John was hit by a car, but he is okay. He just broke his leg." Well, I thought her eyes were going to pop straight out of her head. She pointed to my seat and told me to sit in it for the rest of the day. About an hour later, the principal came to the door and spoke with Mrs. Weinlich. Suddenly, Mrs. Weinlich panicked, turned white, and ran out of the room screaming. The next day, Mrs. Weinlich seemed to be back to her normal self, except that she did not stop staring at me the whole day. She asked me to stay after school so she could talk to me. God bless her. It was her talk that introduced me to my psychic ability. It seemed that on the previous day, her son John was hit by a car, but miraculously, he had just broken his leg. She asked me, "How did you know it was going to happen?" I didn't know how to answer her. I just knew it. I had a sense about it. She stared at me, and I started to cry. Was I responsible for creating this accident and maiming her son? Well, needless to say, she calmed me down and told me not to get upset. Many children and grown-up people know things before they happen, noted Mrs. Weinlich. She said that I was one of God's messengers, and that God had given me a special gift. She continued, "So that one day you could help people." She told me not to ever feel bad about things I might see in my mind. "You are special," she said. But she warned me to be careful with whom I share my specialness. That was my first explanation of psychic ability. When I look back on that time, I am grateful to Mrs. Weinlich for explaining it to me. It was an aid to me in so many ways. If I had had a nun for my homeroom teacher instead of a layperson, my life might have turned out a lot differently. Today, I fully understand my ability to see and feel things that are not of this physical world. Often referred to as a sixth sense, psychic ability is also known as intuition, gut feeling, a hunch, or a certain knowingness one has about something. And all of us use this ability every day without even knowing it. For instance, how many times have you thought of someone, and minutes later the phone rings, and that person is on the other end of the line? Or you get a hunch to switch lanes in traffic, and you find out further along the way that there was an accident in the other lane. Perhaps you get a feeling on the way to work that the boss is going to be in a bad mood, and sure enough, you get to work, and it's true. How many times have you been thinking of a song, and minutes later you hear it on the radio? These are all examples of psychic ability. Where does this sixth sense come from? In Greek, the word psychic means of the soul. When we use our psychic ability, we are tuning into the energy of the soul, or the natural life force that permeates every living creature.